London Fields by Martin Amis. Read by Stephen Pacey. This is a true story, but I can't believe it's really happening. It's a murder story, too. I can't believe my luck. And a love story, I think, of all strange things, so late in the century, so late in the goddamn day. This is the story of a murder. It hasn't happened yet, but it will. It had better. I know the murderer. I know the murderee. I know the time. I know the place. I know the motive, her motive, and I know the means. I know who will be the foil, the fool, the poor foal, also utterly destroyed. And I couldn't stop them, I don't think, even if I wanted to. The girl will die. It's what she always wanted. You can't stop people once they start. You can't stop people once they start creating. What a gift. This page is briefly stained by my tears of gratitude. Novelists don't usually have it so good, do they? When something real happens, something unified, dramatic, and pretty saleable, and they just write it down? I must remain calm. I'm on deadline too here, don't forget. Oh, the pregnant agitation. Someone is tickling my heart with delicate fingers. Death is much on people's minds. 3 days ago, is it? I flew in on a red-eye from New York. I practically had the airplane to myself. I stretched out, calling piteously and frequently to the stewardesses for codeine and cold water. But the red-eye did what a red-eye does. Oh, my. Jesus, I look like the Hound of the Baskervilles. Shaken awake to a sticky bun at 1:30 in the morning, my time, I move to a window seat and watch through the bright mists.